The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. They saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel, before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning,
everyone.
Happy New Year. I hope you didn't party too much last night, huh? I really lived it up. I was in bed by 8:45 last night, right? You know, the last couple of weeks, anytime you drove by a Costco or anywhere where you could buy food to prepare for a party, the parking lots have been packed, have they not? But today a new phenomenon begins. If you drive by a gym right now, the parking lots are going to be packed. Because when we begin a new year, we often make New Year's resolutions, don't we? This is the year where I'm going to lose weight. Or this is the year I'm going to exercise more, spend more time with my family. And as we start the new year, we have good intentions. Because there's new hope. And we so want to do better. But all of those things are important. But as we begin the new year today, I want us all to challenge ourselves to be more like Mary. Because if we follow the example of our Blessed Mother in this new year, we are going to grow in our holiness. And if we really, really follow her, we're going to grow closer to Christ. Because that's her whole message. So as we begin this new year, let's look at the life of our Blessed Mother and what she teaches us. She first of all teaches us to always keep our eyes focused on her son, Jesus. That no matter what's going on in life, how joy-filled you may be, or how hard it is right now, Mary teaches us to stay focused on her son. And if we do that, we're going to get through it, my friends. Our Blessed Mother also teaches us time and time again to listen to God above all else. Do any of us know more than God, yes or no? Wake up, yes or no? Just want to make sure, all right? But we live in a culture now where we often put God not as our first person we should listen to. What do? We're so inundated right now with noise, aren't we? When the clock struck 2024, when I woke up this morning, I thought, oh no, it's an election year. Part of me wants to just leave the country for a year, right? Okay, what's the temptation going to be the next? Until now in November, we're going to have nonstop noise factors, right? The party's telling us, you know, do this, do that. I'm here to tell you, follow Jesus Christ. Follow Jesus Christ. And if you follow Jesus and listen to him, you're going to get it right, my friends. I right now said the gospel of the Lord. I did not say the gospel of the Democrats or the Republicans, did I? And we need to be reminded of that because sometimes, myself included, we get so worked up over stuff here in this world that we need to remind ourselves to focus on Jesus and to listen to him alone. And that's what Mary wants for us. And finally, as you celebrate Mary, Mother of God, today. Our Blessed Mother is telling all of us this morning to never lose the joy and hope that only Jesus can give you. As we begin this new year, we're reminded that our true home is in heaven. And heaven awaits us, where we'll be with all of our family members again, God willing. All those people we miss and we want to be with, we will be with them again. And our Blessed Mother is telling us, never lose sight that our true home is in heaven. So my friends, as we begin this new year, I challenge all of us to make the commitment to follow our Blessed Mother's example. And if we do that, God willing, when we gather New Year's Day 2025, I'm going to look out at all of you and say, wow, you are so much holier this year, right? And God willing, a few pounds skinnier too, right? I was proud of myself. I was out at 7 a.m. I walked 5 miles this morning, right? There were a lot of people. Let's see if I do that by February 1st, though, right? So, my friends, I wish you and your family a wonderful new year. And may you know God's love and blessings for you. And may you never, ever forget for a second that Jesus walks with us always. And as Catholics, we're so blessed to have Mary on our side, praying for us and guiding us to heaven. So let's ask for her powerful intercession as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Angels,
pray for us.
So how are you going to make this year holier as you begin today?